Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's what we know about the elections, folks, and there's what we don't know post-election. And to say post-election, thinking that you're going to know something on election night, is a thing of the past. There's no such thing these days. I went to a watch party last night put on by the GOP here. It was a huge event. Biggest GOP event I've ever attended outside of a Trump rally. Thousands of people excited. Youngsters, gay folks, I will tell you this, the most diverse crowd of people I think I've ever seen. It was amazing to be a part of it. I didn't stay the whole time because I was just too busy. But I want to bring you part of that. And I will talk about some of these results because I was on my way home. I was listening to Fox News on the radio because I wasn't going to listen to the other guys. And Fox News was kind of, well, I don't know that it's a wave. I don't know if it's a tsunami. They've won one seat in Virginia. There were three seats up. And it may just be that Kevin McCarthy is going to be the majority leader, but only barely. Speaker of the House, but only barely. And the Senate remains a toss-up and blah, blah, blah. And we're not sure about this. And it was, I want to say it was doom and gloom. It wasn't that. And Dana Perino, who to me is a left-leaning moderate, I think that we need to just say that it's not going to be a red wave and it's not going to be this and blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you, folks, it's a red wave. And you take away their ability to cheat, and it's even bigger than that. But here's the only thing we're going to be able to talk about today. We can only talk about what we know. Because there's still going to be a lot of up in the air. Trust me when I tell you, the Democrats are never going to stop. Already we got this knucklehead sling blade in Pennsylvania suing because he wants to count any ballot that gets mailed in, even if it doesn't have a signature or whatever. He doesn't care about provenance. Give me the ballot that gets counted. Why? Because he's going to be mailing ballots himself. They pay people to do this stuff. So there's that. And other ways that they will try to be creative in cheating. And it just is what it is. But let me tell you, there were super close races that were never supposed to be that close. And then there were those that we just flatly won. And for those who believe that Trump is a non-player, look at the people who went with him and who absolutely smoked it. And by the way, congratulations, Florida. Congratulations. You swept it. And it's funny how Fox dismissed it. Well, they got DeSantis in Florida. We expected him to sweep that. We just have to look at these other areas. Okay, he only got a couple of other wins. But what? But what? I think we're going to flip both houses when it's all, both the House and the Senate when it's all said and done. And let's face it. The Democrats are looking at it as, look, let's pretend that we won. Even if we lose both of them, let's say, well, they didn't win by as much. It reminds me of the fight between Calzaghe and Jeff Layton and a guy named Lacey. And Lacey was held a bunch of belts, and Calzaghe held the others. And Calzaghe's this mousy-looking white dude, and Lacey's this superbly built black dude. And Calzaghe said, I'll beat him easily. I'll beat him easily. And everybody's like, the money was huge on Lacey. If you get a chance to watch the fight, you'll see what I'm talking about. So Calzaghe beats the crap out of this guy for 12 rounds to the point where Lacey's almost knocked out. He's dancing around on his feet like he's a Cinderella. And at the end of the fight, you want to know what Lacey said? Here they go. Well, it looks like he really beat you up pretty good in there. And here's what the champ that held two of the three belts said as they were strapping those belts on this little mousy white guy. He said, well, at least he didn't knock me out. Well, good for you. So the Democrats, at least you didn't knock us out. They didn't knock me out. Well, congratulations, Democrats. If that's your consolation prize, at least you didn't get knocked out. Because let me tell you, if you think these last 2 years where we watched you cheat, if you think we were vigilant those 2 years, wait till you see us the next 2 years. Wait till 2024 when you have to deal yet again with 2 more years of this feckless clown, this bozo that is in the White House, and illegally so. And all the other things start to come to fruition when the gold plating is worn off. Not really, as Biden ever had gold plating, but when it's worn off, and suddenly we start looking into Hunter. We start looking into Biden's illegal business deals. We start looking into these Clintons and the Obamas and the Democrats in general. What's going to happen then? I watched people. There were kids at this event. I'm talking about youngsters. A little girl did the Pledge of Allegiance, 8 years old. There were literally dozens, if not hundreds, of kids under the age of 18. Never seen it before at a Republican event. There were hundreds of kids, 18 to 30. Not that a kid is 30, but you know what I'm saying. 18 and above to 30 years old. Hundreds. I was just blown away. It was not your typical geriatric festival, right, with all these old folks, the blue hairs. It was a very different Republican Party. Anyway, they, as I said, Marco Rubio crushed his Democratic challenger, Val Demings. Governor DeSantis coasted to victory against Charlie Crist. I remember them saying, oh, well, DeSantis is only up by 5 points. I was like, y'all are losing your minds. Whoever believes, whatever pollster's telling you that is doing, that's a Democratic poll by a Democratic pollster who said, let me tell you what you want to hear. He's like those bookies that, not the bookies, but the guys that give you the hints. They say, look, I'm going to give you 3 plays today for football or for basketball. And then you lose 2 out of the 3 plays. And they go, listen, you know, we had a rough day, but that's no problem. You know, we had a little bit of bad luck. I'm going to give you 3 plays tomorrow. We'll see what happens. And you know what happens? You win 1 out of 3 again. And the guy, he's always giving you an excuse. And that one win keeps you coming back. It's like a good golf shot. You keep on coming back. And let me tell you something. The Democrats, they got nothing to be proud of. The wins are not wins. They're losses. And they didn't have enough of them for them to say, oh, you know what? At least I didn't get knocked out. We got a lot more to talk about. There's a lot we don't know, but there's a lot that we do know. Keep it coming.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't feel bad, Republicans, about whatever came up. I know we didn't get Colorado. We went after Michael Bennett. He held on to his seat. But it was a competitive race against a guy named Joe O'Day. Don't feel bad, though. Don't feel bad for O'Day. See, all these, the senators, they get a little bit of a leeway because they get 6 years. So he doesn't have to live with the ghost of Joe Biden. But everybody else is going to live with the ghost of Joe Biden, and they're going to live with the next 2 years of whomever. Doesn't matter whether it's Biden, doesn't matter whether it's Kamala Harris taking over. The Democrats got nothing. As I mentioned, Florida came through with shining colors. Governor Abbott. Oh, so I was listening to Fox as I said on the way home last night, and they were, you know, giving me the numbers and, you know, oh, would the Democrats may hold on to this governorship or take over this governorship or whatever. And so far, I haven't seen it. Abbott won. Sununu won, which I don't like him, but he won because he's a better person than whoever was going to be there. And he, and DeSantis, of course, won. What I was going to say is the J6 people are getting crushed. Anybody who's on that J6 committee is getting absolutely shellacked. And for those, as I said in the first segment, for the people who want to say, oh, Donald Trump. Donald Trump showed us where people he ordained did well. Let's see how things pan out for Obama. Let's see how things pan out for Joe Biden. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. They only ran with a small number of people. You know, what, Fetterman and Hochul out of New York? Should New York have even been in play? Short answer, no. But it was. Said, J.D. Vance is, that's probably one of the bigger shockers. J.D. Vance beat Democrat Tim Ryan. I mean, he beat the daylights out of him. And here's, they called it, it was late last night, but they called it. They said, Trump-backed Republican author J.D. Vance won the Senate race in Ohio, beating Democratic Rep. Tim Ryan, whose campaign had a fundraising edge but lacked national party support. I love that. It lacked that. No, he didn't want it. It would have been, he would have gotten his butt kicked worse had he brought in Obama or had he brought in Joey Demento. Are you, this was an important seat for them. Are you kidding me? They said this race has been one of the tightest in the country in recent polling and a key test of the influence of former President Donald Trump still wields. Trump endorsed Vance, went to Ohio to support him, telling rallygoers in September that the entire MAGA movement is for J.D. Vance. Hey, Mitch McConnell, you paying attention? Kevin McCarthy, you paying attention? They said it's also a bellwether for which way national tides are turning on Election Day. Senate seat has been occupied since 2011 by Republican Rob Portman, who's retiring. So, yeah, it was a Republican seat, but it was one everybody was like, oh, with Portman retiring, it's, and by the way, Portman, I don't want to say he's a rhino, but he's kind of a rhino. Well, J.D. Vance gets the seat. Holds on to a Republican seat. And the Democrats went at it. Don't believe it for a second. They spend millions of dollars. By the way, the Democrats did the biggest trickeration in all of this. They put in certain candidates thinking it would be an easy way to beat them. And let me tell you, it almost backfired on them. Almost backfired. I mentioned governors earlier. Brian Kemp, reelected as Georgia governor. Won the race, defeated Stacey Abrams, now a two-time loser. They had faced off back in 2018, I think it was, and Kemp barely beat this chick. Not this time. They said the tightly fraught race, along with Senator Raphael Warnock's bid to keep his seat in Congress, was expected to serve as a litmus test of just how strong the Democratic coalition in Georgia is and whether it can withstand an election largely viewed as a referendum on Joe Biden, whose approval ratings have suffered throughout his second year. Well, it was a referendum, and Kemp crushed it. I don't know if Herschel and Warnock are going to end up in a runoff. I don't know the deal. To be honest with you, this isn't my area of expertise. I don't try to get into the bowels of it like Bill Hemmer on Fox News, where he's clicking buttons and telling you what county is this. And I'm glad there are people that do that. They go to that level. I'm not one of those guys. I look at trends, big trends. What's going on at the big picture level? And I'm going to tell you something. The Democrats can try to make hay. They can tell you, oh, we had a great night. We thought we were going to lose a lot more, but we didn't lose as much. Yeah, because if you didn't lose as much, it's either because you cheated. Well, it's because you cheated. There's no other. Okay, two rules. One, they either cheated, or rule number two, C number one, they cheated. So it was so refreshing. And I'm not a fan of Kemp, by the way. He's another rhino. He's another one that doesn't want to believe in election integrity. He believes that the previous election was fair. He knows that's a lie. But did you want Stacey Abrams? No. So, yeah, we got a governorship, but we don't have a true governor. See, that's the problem with the Republican Party right now, is we got to get people that are dyed in the wool that say, you know what, this is the way we're going to support our people. And support Trump, even, for example, which is what Raffensperger and Kemp didn't do. Here's another race we won for sure. State Senator Republican Jennifer Kiggins unseated the incumbent Representative Elaine Luria out of Virginia, the 2nd District. And they considered the district a toss-up, but not at all. She won. Both of these were Navy veterans who campaigned on promises to fight for defense and veterans issues. See, that's what the left tries to do, make you believe that they give a crap about the military. Luria was a two-term House member, was a member of the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack, and, like I said, went against Trump. In the races where those people did that, the wrath of Trump was felt. I love it. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there for election talk. I'm going to go into the pandemic next, and we're going to talk about a big thing that happened that has to do with social media, and we'll continue to cover the election down the road.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We still don't know which party controls Congress the day after the midterms, while the Senate is seeing a razor-thin margin between Democrats and Republicans. Republicans holding a Senate seat in Wisconsin, with Ron Johnson defeating Democrat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. The battle for control of the Senate looks to be coming down to three states: Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. Republicans needing to win two of the three to have 51 seats. Watches and warnings are in effect in Florida as Tropical Storm Nicole bears down on the state. Governor Ron DeSantis says Nicole will enter Florida as a Category 1 hurricane.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I spoke on this the other day, and I played a clip from Matt Walsh, I believe it was. Pandemic amnesty. The leftists want amnesty for their medical crimes against Americans, and they want amnesty all over the world for the various leaders, and I use that word loosely, who locked people down, forcing vaccinations. By the way, colleges and universities in this country are still mandating vaccines to get in. Now, I don't know how much money you would have invested in, say, going to Harvard or going to Yale or whatever. And then they say, you can't come to our school unless you're vaxxed. I'd sue them. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. With all the evidence and all the, quote, science, the actual science we have against this nonsensical disease that, quite frankly, does kill people, but it kills people like the flu does. And then we look at what the side effects are of these vaccines, and Harvard says, you got to get it? Well, I guess because they're a private institution, that may work. But I think if you've invested part of your money into Harvard pre-vaccine, pre-COVID, and then they decide to change the rules, I'd say to them, no, you're grandfathering me in. If somebody new wants to come here, fine. I'm getting grandfathered. Harvard knows, and everybody else in this scam, they knowingly perpetrated a fraud against humanity, and now they want us to simply move on, and there are people out there still doing it. Leftists are good about doing something horrible, folks, and then asking people to simply move on. And in this case, it's an affront like I've never seen. Harvard now has all the data it needs to know to say, look, we're done with vaccinations. I've seen the most biggest vax people on the planet go, okay, enough is enough. How much money are they getting from Pfizer? I'd be curious about that. Here's something I received by email. I'm going to read it. Now that liberals see a wave of conservatives rising up to take their country back, they're suddenly concerned about the repercussions of their radical COVID policies. Easily predictable, by the way. I predicted this. I told you, leftists are going to see what they did. They're going to go, okay, the ruse is over. They're going to back away slowly like they're backing away from a bear in the woods. And all they got is pepper spray. And they're going to back away and go, okay, just nobody move suddenly. And then eventually they hope they can just turn around and the bear walks away and they walk away. Well, this is a hungry bear. And pepper spray ain't nothing more than a seasoning for you when this bear attacks. The Atlantic, this is what predicated this. I didn't know it at the time. But they published an article calling for pandemic amnesty. Because they believe we need to forgive one another for what we did and said when we were in the dark about COVID. And a guy writes, excuse me, we didn't do these things. You did. And he's speaking to these leftists, these Gestapo, Fauci the fraud, Burks, Joe Biden, Gretchen Whitmer, and a host of other, Gavin Newsom, all the people who were applying the rules to us but not to themselves. They said, many of us did not lose our minds and call for lockdowns and vaccine mandates. Conservatives will need to hear a lot of public apologies and see stiff penalties before we move on from what you did. We conservatives demand pandemic accountability, not amnesty. But this won't happen again, they say, unless the midterm elections, unless, of course, we win them, and send a large group of true conservatives to Washington for a mandate. And here's what this person wrote in the Atlantic at the time. We have to put these fights aside and declare a pandemic amnesty. We can leave out the willful purveyors of actual misinformation. Remember, by the way, everything that we were touting as information and saying, look, we got to know a lot more about this before we buy into it. Banned. Lockdown, they would remove your account if you merely ask for somebody to take a look at it and question the veracity of their information. They go on to say this. Los Angeles County closed its beaches in the summer of 2020. Ex post facto, this makes no more sense than my family's masked hiking trips. But we need to learn from our mistakes and then let them go. We need to forgive the attacks, too, because I thought schools should reopen and argued the kids as a group were not at high risk, and I was called a teacher killer and a genocidaire, which is French for genocidal maniac. It wasn't pleasant, but feelings were high, and I certainly don't need to dissect and rehash that time for the rest of my days. So then people responded, and they said, well, let's have you lose your job, be ostracized from friends and family, kept away from loved ones, have you shamed, ridiculed, and berated, refuse you medical treatment. Then and only then shall we sit down and talk about amnesty. These are people responding to this. Where do you fit in the scheme of things here? Because I know where I fit. Remember when they refused people a transplant because they weren't vaxxed? Yeah, never forget what they've done. Hashtag no amnesty. Here was one that encapsulated almost everything. They closed your businesses. They closed your schools. They closed your churches. They closed your beaches. They banned your parties. They banned funerals. They banned graduation ceremonies. They banned nursing home visitors. They banned hospital visits. By the way, can you imagine in a nursing home, these are your grandmother, your great-grandpa, whatever, and they're there essentially to die. Most people that go to nursing homes die within a year. And you can't say goodbye. You go to a hospital. You can't say goodbye. You can't even go in. They banned fathers in delivery rooms. They banned travel to certain states. They even designated what constitutes a meal. But here's what they allowed. They allowed protests. They allowed riots. They allowed anarchists to co-opt cities. They allowed the storming of police precincts. They allowed the assault of peacekeepers. They allowed multiple funerals for people who fit their agenda. They allowed businesses to be destroyed, including gun stores. They allowed statues to be vandalized. They allowed churches to be set on fire. They allowed infringements of our liberty. They allowed the Constitution to be ignored. One guy said this, they canceled life-saving cancer treatments for many people during this time. A lot of them couldn't even get vaccinated. They wouldn't treat it because they weren't vaccinated. Another guy wrote this, let's declare an amnesty, pretend it wasn't a travesty, that a virus with a 99% recovery rate filled us with sanctimony, venom, and hate, that we isolated our elderly, labeled questions far right, saw obedience as virtue, met logic with spite, masked our kids, shunned our neighbors, embraced new world, quote, science, medical communism, and mindless compliance. Let's ignore all the bat crap. They use a different word. We must make amends for trusting the TV more than our friends. So somebody wrote, I'm just giving you what these people said. Then there's a then and now. The anti-vaccine right brought human sacrifice to America. This is what the Atlantic reported then. Unvaccinated people need to bear the burden. Vaccine refusers don't get to dictate terms anymore. Some Americans no longer believe in the common good. Now, in the Atlantic, let's declare a pandemic amnesty. Every one of those articles I read was from the Atlantic and how they viewed us. The people who dare say, I'm not getting this. The people who questioned with logic and reason and were not, as I said, you want to get it, get it. I don't want to get it. Oh, look at you. You don't believe in the public good. You're going to kill people. I told you, a guy literally yelled at me on an airplane over this nonsense. He's been banned from Southwest Airlines, by the way. This is insanity, folks. I'm not forgetting. I'm not forgiving. And we'd be crazy to. We saw how far the left is willing to push. And by the way, it's not over. They still don't want us to be right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leading into this election cycle, I tell you all the time, there are many things that sort of act as bellwethers of what's to come. And Elon Musk buying Twitter, a guy who pretty much stayed out of the political mainstream, jumps in it both feet into the deep end of the pool. Some might say the deep end of the ocean. $44 billion. This is a guy who can buy and sell Donald Trump dozens of times over. And he gets into the political fray. And he's an interestingly weird guy. But anyway, he buys Twitter. And sends a shockwave through social media to the Democrats, to the media establishment, the fake news media, that, you know what, things are going to change. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We've been talking about the election, post-election, and then I slipped something in on pandemic amnesty because, just like with the midterms, show the Democrats no quarter. They cannot get away with what they've been doing. Anyway, so Musk buys Twitter. He's now in the social media space along with Donald Trump, who of course owns Truth Social. And steel sharpens steel. Maybe both of these guys end up coexisting and doing really well. The way Twitter interfaces with Facebook and vice versa. Maybe they put something together. But what I know is the world is better for it. But the Democrats can't stand it. They wrote this article. Here's how it reads. Maybe the reason people are joining Twitter in record numbers is that they heard Elon Musk suspended Kathy Griffin. Oh, we're just kidding, they write. Sorta. What seemed that for all the complaining and lying and frothing of the mouth from our betters in the media and the left, Twitter user growth hit a record high in the very first week under evil, meanie Musk. And this is from The Verge. Twitter's daily user growth hit all-time highs during the first week of Elon Musk owning the platform, according to a company document obtained by The Verge. Since Musk's dramatic takeover, Twitter's monetizable daily user, they call it an MDAU, growth has accelerated to more than 20%, while Twitter's largest market, the U.S., is growing even more rapidly. See, this is what happens when you bring truth and allow capitalists to do what they do. Elon Musk has already said something along the lines of, I'm going to charge $8 for your blue check mark. $100 a year. You want, it's like having a vanity plate, right, on your car. I'll charge you more to print this vanity plate for you. Only in his case, he doesn't have any overhead. He just says, okay, we verified you. Check, check. You do all the verification. You got to submit your driver's license, your company information. I've done it. They never gave me my blue check mark. And I don't know if we'll buy it. I really don't. Right now, we got like 400 people on Twitter. We used to have tens of thousands. And we started late. If people were really checking out my work, they'll find out we're just as deep as Shapiro or Jordan Peterson. I mean, brilliant guys. Don't make any mistake about it. But we're just as deep over here. I have no... Let me put it to you this way. I can get with Shapiro or Jordan Peterson and blow their freaking minds. I've blown minds as sharp as theirs before. I have talked to... Guys, I'm not trying to brag here. I've been on college campuses, talked to some of the brightest people on the planet, and hold court, meaning tell them, okay, I have this theory. I have this thing I'd like to posture to you, right? Posit to you. Give you some thought. Food for thought. And you know, they're like, Kevin, that's deep. I have people taking out their notebooks, writing stuff. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk more about Elon Musk. He's an enigma. And he's managed to upend. I love this term because we use it a lot in business. Disrupt. See, there are things that you don't think about that can be disruptive. Napster was disruptive to anybody who was streaming music or videos. I mean, there were the big movie studios and Sony Pictures and Sony Music and all these guys running along fat, dumb, and happy. And here comes this kid, Sean Fanning, who says, I can give everybody a little piece of it, of the movie, and when you need it, I'll reassemble it. But it'll never be in one space necessarily, even completely. I can parse it around. And then when you want to watch it, you download it, you watch it, and boom. And you know what? I'll skip the royalties. I'll skip you being able to have to pay to go see a movie. He disrupted it. They got rid of an entire industry over the DVD recorders and things like that for movies on cable. Got rid of an entire industry. I remember having this Panasonic beautiful machine. It would record right off of cable and all that. You put your disc in, etc. Gone. Completely rewrote the format, the movies. You can't try to record from your cable system and watch what happens. You can do it creatively. You know, you can hook up like a HDMI or something like that, but it won't be the same. They put the kibosh on it. But it was Sean Fanning that did it. When the guys first came out with MySpace, it changed the music industry. People were putting their own stuff up. Social media has changed that. And it's only gotten better with YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. So these disruptors are needed. And let me tell you, what Elon Musk is doing is he's saying, I'm going to do something really novel. I'm going to disrupt the social media industry. And then I'm going to disrupt the political industry. Oh, and as an added benefit, I'm going to disrupt government. I'm going to give it back to the people. And they are plotting against this man right now. Yep. People are, Whoopi Goldberg supposedly got off. Good riddance, Whoopi. Like somebody's going to miss you. It's like when people write me, Kevin, man, you said something I don't like. I just want to let you know I'm gone. You ain't even have to let me know. You don't have to let me know. I don't know how many people have left, but let me tell you how much I care. None. I don't. I do what I do for me. I do what I do. If you happen to agree, I'm happy for you. And for those, I don't love you because we agree. I love you because we pay attention and we can debate it. Many of the people know we've had conversations, private conversations, where I say, hey, look, you know, let's talk it out. I'll call you. I don't even bill you for that. Now, we are going to set up this thing with this group where if we do, you know, people want to like, hey, Kevin, I got something to ask you. Okay, great. You got to get on the clock because my time is, man, I'm swamped. Anyway, back to Elon Musk. So they said he's added more than 15 million monetizable daily users, crossing the quarter billion mark. And by the way, Musk, to thine self be true, he doesn't want bots. He wants to know who you really are. Oh, and Melissa was telling me they fired half the staff, right? She says he's bringing his best people over from Tesla. The guy who disrupted the auto industry is putting his best people on it. It's unbelievable. Did I mention to you guys that my son was the number two at one of Elon Musk's companies? My oldest son? The one that's kind of a jerk. Anyway, he's the number two. This guy is a lot closer to Elon Musk than I am. But I'll tell you this. Elon Musk knows how to pick his people. Because that boy's brilliant. Yeah, brilliant people can kind of be jerky at times, you know, like, and they rub you the wrong way. So, yeah. So, Elon Musk stops censoring people. He enforces the rules consistently, doesn't play favorites. And he's focused on the business of his site. He's not going to let it run rampant, you know, with the knuckleheads, but he's focused on the business of it. He's going to run it the way a business should run. And what happens? He gets a 20% boost in monetizable daily average users or whatever, and which translates into many, many millions of dollars. Twitter will turn a profit. Twitter is going to innovate in ways that we haven't even thought about yet because a guy with Asperger's who knows how to get the left going is now in charge.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.